iHeartRadio app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Another day with communities at risk from severe storms is ahead in the southern U.S. down to the Gulf Coast. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
As you go further north, Jackson, Mississippi, Hattiesburg, those are all places that could be seeing the severe weather threat during the day. For Wednesday, the further east you are, the later your threat. By the time we get to Alabama, it's after dark. But during the day, Mississippi and Louisiana are really under the gun for that severe weather threat.
Hail, widespread flooding, and tornadoes are possible. Researchers are finding there is a link between pregnancy and aging. Here's CBS's Jen Clark.
A new study from Columbia University finds that pregnancy can actually make you age faster. Researchers studied 825 women using a process called DNA methylation, which follows our epigenetic clocks. They found that for each pregnancy, women aged 2 to 3 months faster than they normally would. The study also looked at men who fathered children and did not find the same thing. Jen Clark, CBS News.
A law from 1864 is about to make abortion close to totally banned in Arizona. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports.
It is a dark day in Arizona.
Arizona's Democratic governor begged the legislature to step in after the state's conservative Supreme Court reinstated a Civil War-era abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. The author of the 4-2 decision wrote, "Physicians are now on notice that all abortions, except those necessary to save a woman's life, are illegal, with doctors facing a 2 to 5 year mandatory prison sentence."
In Boise, Idaho, 18-year-old Alexander Mercurio has been charged with attempting to provide support to ISIS in his hometown of Coeur d'Alene. Elise Preston is following that for us.
According to court documents, Mercurio had pledged his allegiance to ISIS and his intention to die while killing others, using makeshift flamethrowers, a machete, and other weapons found in his home by the FBI, which says he communicated with other radicalized individuals on his school-issued computer.
The women's NCAA championship game, which was watched by an average of 18.9 million viewers, pulled in 4 million more viewers than the men's title game, beating them for the first time ever. Mistakes on the marble base of the 19-foot bronze statue of L.A. Lakers star Kobe Bryant outside the team's arena have been corrected. Among other errors, the names of former NBA players Jose Calderon and Von Wafer were misspelled in a rendering of the box score from Bryant's 81-point game in January of 2006. The statue was unveiled in February. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers. Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. Republicans like Congressman Brian Stile say the student loan forgiveness program President Biden pitched in Madison Monday is a desperation move.
There's a reason he's doing it in the most progressive city in the state and targeting students. He's trying to buy votes.
Biden says it would free up millions of Americans burdened by debt and benefit the economy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got a 9-5 win tonight in Cincinnati to even that series one game apiece. Game three of the four-game series tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks beat the Celtics 104-91. Milwaukee jumped out to an early lead and never looked back. But in the third quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo came up limping and had to leave the game. Doc Rivers.
Team announced he was out with a left soleus / calf strain. Just curious, did he get an Achilles tendon test?
Yeah, they're testing him for the calf right now, which obviously MRI.
Okay, and as far as you know, there's no updates on that. It's just...
No, he just left a little while ago.
I asked, how high is the level of concern for Giannis?
That's a good question. High. I would say that. But, you know, Giannis, I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. So we're just going to hope for the best.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear, lower 40s here are the overnight, a light southwest breeze. More clouds gathering Wednesday, highs near the 60-degree mark. Wednesday night into Thursday, showers will be likely. Overnight lows dropping to the mid-40s, near 50 Thursday afternoon. Right now, it's 51.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I take on Trump lawyer, now disbarred attorney John Eastman. Turns out it was all a big pack of lies.
Your home for the Bucks. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Those of you who listen to our book reports during the breaks, those are mostly just on our nonprofit stations while our for-profit stations are in commercial breaks. I just recorded a new one, Tripped, Nazi Germany, the CIA, and the Dawn of the Psychedelic Age by Norman Ohler. He's the New York Times bestselling author of Blitzed. And he's with us. Norman is a novelist, screenwriter, and journalist based in Berlin, Germany. He's author of this new book, Tripped, Nazi Germany, the CIA, and the Dawn of the Psychedelic Age. Norman, OHLER.DE is his website. And it's Norman OHLER on Twitter. Norman, welcome to the program. What got you started on this book?
Hi, I'm very happy to talk about these ideas that I tried to, you know, research. For me, the book started at home with my family. I had read a white paper of an American startup called Elusis. They claimed that microdosed LSD would be good against Alzheimer because microdosed LSD would stimulate the very same receptors that Alzheimer degenerates. And I discussed this with my mother, who suffers from Alzheimer at an earlier stage back then when we started, and with my father, who had been a judge in Germany, quite a high judge, actually, not a drug person at all. Actually sent people to prison for drugs. So for him, this was new territory. And he said to me, if LSD is might be helpful for diseases like dementia and also depression, could be treated with psychedelic compounds, why can't I, he asked me, why can't I go to the pharmacy of our small town and just buy it if it's so helpful? So I said, I will research this for you. This will be my new book, and I did find actually very interesting occurrences in the very early history of LSD when the Swiss pharmaceutical company who discovered it was very hopeful to turn it into a medicine. So I researched what went wrong with LSD. Why does it have such a bad reputation these days? Why did it become illegal in the first place? And can it actually help us now, or is it dangerous and should be forbidden?
Yeah, it's certainly potent. I have taken LSD multiple times in my life. It's been a lot of years since then, but it's potent stuff, and it's transformational stuff too. Talk about Nazi Germany and the CIA? how do these things get into there?
Yeah, this is a curious story actually. While I was in the archives of Novartis Pharmaceutical Company, who swallowed Sandoz, the inventors of LSD, I found interesting documents that led from the CEO, the Swiss CEO, Arthur Stoll of Sandoz, in the mid-40s to Richard Kuhn, who was the leading Nazi biochemist, because these two men had actually been friends and they had shared information. And then when Sandoz discovered LSD and they actually had no idea what it was
We're talking about
Albert
Hoffman here, right?
Well, Albert Hoffman is the chemist who discovered it, and Stoll is his boss. So his boss basically called the shot. what the company would do with it. That was that no one's actually ever examined that CEO, because he's the crucial guy. I mean, he didn't discover LSD, but he had it on his hands, and they actually formed a tripping room within the company in the mid 40s, where employees could go in and take LSD, and no one knew anything about it. And the employees just said the things. I read all the reports, they were amazed how good they felt, that they could think about their life very clearly. They looked outside the window and admired the beauty of the clouds. Like, they were actually tripping, but everyone had a good experience, and people who were a little bit down or had no energy suddenly were revived. And so Sandoz thought that this was a game changer maybe for mental health, because at the time there were no antidepressants, antipsychotics. This all didn't exist. So LSD was the first medicine that would actually heal people's minds. And he discussed this with Richard Kuhn on the German side, kind of naively. But Richard Kuhn, because they have been friends since the 20s. I mean, there's a Swiss guy and a German guy. They're friends. They're sharing information. So Stoll tells them, we have this powerful thing that works on the mind. We don't know yet how it works and what we could do with this. And Richard Kuhn, who was, working for Nazi Germany, developing nerve gases. And, I mean, he was a leading biochemist for Hitler. And one of his jobs was also to think about a so-called truth drug. This was a secret program of the Nazis. Can we find a drug with which we can improve our interrogation technique? Mm-hmm. So Kuhn thought, maybe this is maybe this is it. So the Nazis, the SS, made tests at the concentration camp of Dachau, giving inmates LSD and mescaline, doing human experiments, basically, without telling these inmates, these prisoners, we're giving you something now. They just drank a cup of coffee, but there was LSD or mescaline in it, so they started tripping. And so these experiments fell into the hands of the American military when they liberated Germany and the Dachau concentration camp. Mm-hmm. And the American military got very interested in it, because, if this is a new type of weapon, maybe this LSD, we should maybe use it in the Cold War, which was then starting. So they let the SS experiment it be evaluated by a Harvard professor who was an expert in drugs, and he wrote back, maybe this could be a good weapon, maybe we could attack a Soviet battleship, kind of poison, of infuse their water supply with LSD. They would all be tripping. They couldn't fight anymore. So these were this kind of thinking led then to the CIA developing LSD as a potential weapon. So the dream of Sandoz, the company, to turn it into a medicine was early on blocked by this I think naive communication that the CEO had with the Nazi biochemist. So you can trace that communication all the way then back into the United States.
That's amazing. Back in the 60s, a friend of mine was going to MIT, and he got sucked into the CIA, without realizing it, into the CIA LSD experiments, and was given LSD without his consent. And that was not a good experience.
It can't be, it's such a powerful substance. You cannot give it to someone without, telling that person. It's a cruel experiment.
It really was. I think he's still wounded by it. I'm wondering, you mentioned that there was an assertion that LSD could be therapeutic for dementia or Alzheimer's. Has that been followed up? Is that true?
Well, that's what the startup companies worldwide are now trying to investigate and examine. And slowly the laws are softening, and it's easier than 20 years ago or 10 years ago to make these clinical tests, but it's still not so easy. You have to, fill in a lot of paperwork and to get permission to work with these substances, because they're still controlled substances. That is kind of the catch-22 with the psychedelics, when Nixon proclaimed the war on drugs in the 60s and made also LSD and mushrooms, psilocybin, illegal. From that moment on, it was even illegal to examine whether it is dangerous. Like, they were so dangerous, you couldn't even examine whether that's true. And now, the findings are pretty clear that psychedelic compounds, especially LSD, enhances so-called neuroplasticity. Mm-hmm. Neuroplasticity is the ability of the brain, or the behavior of the brain, you could say, to constantly alter its shape. Basically, the brain is not a rigid thing in our skulls. It's constantly reconnecting, reorganizing knowledge, and LSD kind of stimulates that process. Also, LSD works against neuroinflammation, and neuroinflammation is the chief cause for dementia. But it looks like that these compounds that the government told us are too dangerous for us to use might actually be a brain food or very beneficial. And this is now being examined. And for sure, psychedelic medicines will come onto the market, but it will take another 10, maybe even 20 years. But companies are working on this right now. This is a billion-dollar market, obviously.
Sure. Yeah, we're talking with Norman Ohler. He's the author of a new book, Tripped, Nazi Germany, the CIA, and the Dawn of the Psychedelic Age. You have a chapter, LSD JFK. Tell me about that.
I mean, it's the fact that JFK had a girlfriend, and her name was Mary Pinchot. She was in the White House. She was seen by White House staff smoking weed with the president. There's documents for that. It's also a fact that she, in the spring of 1963, visited Timothy Leary, who had been a professor at Harvard and who was like the LSD guru, basically. He thought everyone should take LSD and the world will become better, which, okay. Well, he gets visited by Pinchot, and Pinchot says to him, I have a very influential friend and he wants to try LSD, and can you give us some? Because it's not so easy to get it, mm-hmm. especially good material, I suppose, at the time. So Leary gave her LSD, but then there's no record that she actually took it with JFK in the White House. Mm-hmm. She had it in the White House with him, but you just pop it in your mouth and you've taken it. Like, no one needs to see you. No one would actually notice. Like, security wouldn't notice if the president was high on LSD. So it's possible that he was on LSD. What is a fact, again, is that a few weeks after this encounter between Pinchot and Leary, when she received the LSD for her influential friend, Kennedy gave his so-called peace speech at the American University. And in this speech, which you can find easily on YouTube, for example, he speaks completely different than before. Before that, Kennedy was actually kind of hawkish. Like, he was mm-hmm. a Cold War guy. He was a traditional guy, and he thought, we have a problem with the Soviet Union. There's an arms race. There's a reason for it. We need to, be able to, make them be afraid of us. And, the whole arms race thing, that he was completely going with it. And so it's also, big industry, big American industry, big global industry, but the peace speech, which I encourage everyone to have a look at online, he suddenly speaks like a hippie. Like, he says, yep. We're all the same on this planet. We have the same interests. We have children. We want to take care of the children. And this is ridiculous that we actually compete with the East. We should work together. Like, it's a funny speech. It's a good speech. You'd be amazed by his ideas. Actually, he had a complete turnaround of mind. And was that influenced by the LSD that he took in the White House? It's pure speculation. It's possible. It wouldn't be surprising. But maybe also, just the love affair with Pinchot, made him, changed him. It's awesome. Or maybe just the weed he smoked with her.
Yeah.
But it is interesting, and then if you think, obviously a few months later he gets shot in the head at these peaceful thoughts.
Sadly. Norman, I got to wrap it up here. I'm sorry, we're out of time, but Tripped is the book. Norman Ohler, Ohler, is the author. Norman, thanks so much for dropping by.
Was a pleasure. Have a good...
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Thank you very much, Norman. Great talking with you. And thank you. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
Keeping
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
the
it's only glass.
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for you, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness and inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Make better sleep health a priority this year. Go to CozyEarth.com and use my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. This is nuts. Wisconsin Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde. This is the guy who is
running against Senator Tammy Baldwin. This is the Republican who's going to be running against Tammy Baldwin. I believe. I believe he has passed his primary. I might be wrong on that. This article doesn't specify. It's from a Raw Story, Matthew Chapman. But he is arguing that nursing home residents are too close to death to vote. They're too old to vote. He says, we had nursing homes where the sheriff of Racine investigated, where you had 100% voting in nursing homes. Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote. Turns out, first off, that's a complete lie. There's not 100% voting in nursing homes. Never has been, never will be. The percentage of voting is not that different than the general population, number one. Number two, you know, some people live a lot more than 6 months. And number three, why don't you want them to vote? Oh, that's right. They're on Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, all programs brought to us by Democrats, all programs vigorously opposed by Republicans. By the way, the same guy who wants to be the next senator from Wisconsin, the next Republican senator from Wisconsin, says that in his ideal world, alcohol would not be legal for commercial sale. Right. Okay, now geeky science. The sense of touch is the first to develop in babies. We've got these special sensors, as it were, they're called C-tactile afferents. The skin contains these specialized sensors, which are particularly receptive to gentle caressing touch and temperature, factors that are also thought to facilitate emotional regulation. What they found is that when people get more touch, get touched more, and this is, you know, an argument to get a massage or an argument to just start touching your partner more and vice versa, they actually get physically and mentally better. It improves both physical and this was a study that was published in the journal Nature Human Behavior. And it's a meta study. The research looked at 212 previously published studies and included a statistical analysis of 85 studies involving adults and 52 involving newborns. The team found that touch was just as beneficial for mental health as for physical health, a finding that held for everybody from adults to newborns. And the type of touch and its duration was not that important, just the fact that somebody was touched. Oh, and touching the head is associated with greater health benefits than touching any other part of the body. Fascinating stuff. Get your massage. We'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It is 27 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman Program. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
Home Don Rosen in the morning show. And your weekdays home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Rose, CEO of Genesis Gold Group. Can your retirement savings like an IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our very doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 1-800-200-GOLD or 1-800-200-4653. Or visit genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old-school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently.
Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with Superbeats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day.
Compared to the healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in super beets are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Super Beets Heart Chews. I've been taking them for almost a decade. They are so convenient to take. I just love that. Super Beets Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from Super Beets, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based and no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beets Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Super Beets Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. That's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. TomLovesBeets.com for this exclusive offer. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Jim in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hi, Tom. So much to say, so little time.
Indeed.
So I was responding to Team Greed, Tom, and he was talking about being in the middle class, and I was thinking, does he have a concept of what GDP is per household? And in America, it's over $185,000. So we say he's middle class, but he's just part of the class that's getting his life stolen from him, even more so the bottom 20%.
Yeah, absolutely. And that proves the old joke that, you know, five average middle class guys are sitting at a bar and Bill Gates walks in and suddenly the average of all of them is worth billions of dollars, each one of them, you know, on average. And it just, you know, were it not for all those billionaires, you wouldn't have that $100,000 number you just threw out, Jim.
Yeah, it's sort of ridiculous. I like to follow Ford stock, and those laborers, the people who went on strike, of course, they cost me a few bucks, but I was on their team. And those guys are so productive. You know, they produce over $5 million each in vehicles.
Wow.
That's 100 cars per employee.
So the employee produces $5 million worth of product, and in exchange for that, they're paid, what, $25, $30, $40 an hour?
Yeah, and that's so hard for the corporatists to bite. It's just unbelievable how we sell ourselves short to these ripoff clowns. It's really sickening. And it relates to Social Security. The Social Security problem is an issue basically because we replace people with machines, and poof, there goes 10% of what we could have had as receipts, but that money's gone somehow. We can't. First of all, you know, it replaced the labor. Mm-hmm. Pressed labor costs down. It's just untenable. How there's no answers when there's actually plentiful amount of answers. Just nobody can even think about adding more cost to their product.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Jim, excellent points. Thank you so much for calling and making them. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
I understand that yesterday Trump was following the path of totalitarianism. You know, instead of totality. Anyway.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm sorry. I missed the joke. It's quite all right.
Okay. All right. I was wondering what happens if Trump wins the election in November, and in December he's convicted of crimes, federal and state. He can't assume office, I would think.
Nobody knows. I mean, we're in uncharted territory here. We've never had a criminal as a president before, and therefore we've never had a president being held to account under criminal law. So nobody knows how this is going to play out.
I think they disproved the idea of that he can pardon himself.
Well, that would have to be decided by the Supreme Court. Nobody knows if that's possible or not.
I know. I thought it was based on something where you can't try yourself or whatever it is.
There is a legal principle like that, but this is not a court. This is an executive action.
Right. And then one last thing. I hope at some point you get to look up the Washington Post's mission statement, which was written by Eugene Meyer, who is a right-wing conservative. He was the first president of the World Bank. He was chairman of the Fed under Roosevelt. He wasn't too happy about the New Deal, but he put out the statement when he bought the Washington. By the way, he lived in Seven Springs, and that's the Trump house up in Westchester. He built that.
Oh, wow.
And his daughter married someone named Graham. So her name was Catherine Graham, and the paper was left to her.
Right.
But in his seven principles, he talks about the first mission of the newspaper is to tell the truth as nearly as the truth can be ascertained. Mm-hmm. The newspaper shall tell all the truth so far as it can learn it concerning important affairs of America. The newspaper's duties is to its readers and the public at large, not to private interests of its owners. The pursuit of truth in newspapers shall be prepared to make sacrifices of material fortunes if such course be necessary for the public good.
Yeah.
And
that's great. I mean, very, very noble perspective on that, Bill. I'll have to look it up. Thank you for sharing that with me. I had no idea. Good talking to you. Chad in Chicago. Hey, Chad, what's on your mind today?
Good to talk to you, Tom. I'm a college graduate and now living on a pension and had to go out and find a second job because my health insurance just went up almost $100 a month. And at the time, my parents couldn't afford to pay for my college, but I did decide to make the conscious choice to go to college and enroll. I worked two jobs during college and acquired a huge amount of credit card debt. And I'm wondering who
That's
I could get
a
hold of.
Chad.
I want to know who's gonna reimburse me for all the debt that I incurred to make a choice to go to college. And why is it that nobody, especially on the left, isn't putting any pressure on these institutions, these colleges, to reduce the cost of these tuitions because they're astronomical, and it's a ripoff.
We are the only developed democracy in the world that does not offer widespread free college education. In fact, you know, there's seven countries in Europe that will pay you to go to college, anywhere from $300 a month to $1,000 a month. There's American students who are studying right now in Germany and in Czechoslovakia and in a half a dozen different European countries, where they're actually paid by those governments to go to college.
That's great. We're not in Czechoslovakia.
No, I get that. But here's the thing: it was free college in the United States. Abraham Lincoln was the first guy who gave us free college with the Morrill Act. The Morrill Act designated, I think it was 74. I could be wrong. Created 74 universities. Michigan State University was one of them, and they're called land-grant colleges because Lincoln gave this land and said, use the land to make money so that you can run the college, so that people can go to college for free. Before that, Thomas Jefferson created the University of Virginia, again, a free college for the first 100 years or so of its existence. When my parents were going to college, it was really free. I mean, it was really cheap. My mom worked her way through Michigan State University propping airplanes and as a lifeguard up in Charlevoix. It's crappy pay. My dad got the GI Bill. He was paid to go to college. So, you know, that was that generation. And that generation having that college education is what brought us a man on the moon. It's what brought us the transistor. It's what brought us the integrated circuit. It's what made America the most competitive nation in the world, education. And then Reagan came along and said, I don't want to pay for these brats. That was the word he used to describe college students. I don't want to pay for these brats. And he ended free college in California when he was governor. And then the first thing he did in the first year he was president was to cut the federal education budget by 20%. It used to be in 1980, before Reagan came into office, 80% of a college education cost
was paid for by the school, by the state, or by the federal government. And 20% was paid as tuition. Today, tuition covers 80%, and the government only picks up 20%. This is the damage that Ronald Reagan has done to America. And as a result, there's an enormous amount of lost potential, an enormous number of people who could be extraordinarily productive and help our society who just can't because they can't get the education because they can't afford it.
Okay, great points, Tom. You still haven't answered any of my questions. Who's going to cut me a check and reimburse me, and why aren't anybody on the left, including the Democrats, and you yourself on your show, you got a huge platform, why aren't you putting the screws to these colleges to lower tuition costs? Pretty simple question.
Well, the colleges, by and large, are nonprofit institutions, and so when you're looking at what they're charging, you're typically looking at what it actually costs them to provide an education. Costs have gone up. Yeah, have gone up. I mean, we've had inflation since 1980 as well. So I don't think leaning on the colleges is the solution. I think the solution is to go back to what we had before Reagan.
And Tom, I think the reason why the college tuitions have gone through the roof is because they've offered all these grants and programs out there. And all the colleges, and they realize that they're going to lean on the government.
There are no more grants and programs from the colleges themselves now than there were 50 years ago. Chad, it's just wrong. Chad, thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
Like Don a grand Rosen slam in the morning, on your and radio, you're home for the Packers. 1499.9 FM WRJN.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Your home for the Bucks. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
CBS News Brief. State offices and schools will close in Louisiana as severe storms sweep in.
We are talking about areas in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi that could see half a foot of rain over the next 2 days.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. Arizona is about to have an almost total ban on abortion after the state Supreme Court ruled an 1864 anti-abortion law could be enforced. CBS News correspondent Robert Costa.
This is just the latest marker in the 2024 campaign where abortion rights is coming to the fore of the national debate. All eyes are going to be on Arizona. This was already one of the most hotly contested Senate races in the country.
18-year-old Alexander Scott Mercurio has been charged with planning terror attacks on churches in northern Idaho. More from Elise Preston.
There are at least 21 known extremist groups operating in Idaho, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Court documents show the FBI was tracking Mercurio for nearly 2 years.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden says his new student loan forgiveness plan would cancel tens of thousands of dollars in interest for Americans who can prove hardship cases. He called it a ticket to the middle class in Madison Monday.
I think we all in this room share one goal. Give everybody a fair shot. Just a shot. freedom to chase their dreams.
Republicans call the plan a desperate attempt to buy votes. Wisconsin's longest-serving state senator is calling it quits. Republican Rob Coles of Green Bay says he'll retire instead of run for re-election now that his newly redrawn district is more favorable to Democrats. Coles is 73 years old. He was first elected to the Senate in 1987 after 4 years in the Assembly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product?
Meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly clear, lower 40s here the overnight, a light southwest breeze. More clouds gathering Wednesday, highs near the 60-degree mark. Wednesday night into Thursday, showers will be likely. Overnight lows dropping to the mid-40s, near 50 Thursday afternoon. Right now, it's 48.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJM. And on the Civic Media app.
Need of our support across the various states.
The place to find that is over at Daily Kos. They do a really, really good job of organizing that kind of information and making it available to people.
Okay. And how do you go there?
It's dailykos.com.
Okay, KOS.com. Okay, excellent.
Indivisible.org also has that information and does a great job with it. And they're worth joining.
Indivisible.org.
Correct.
Okay. I want you to know that I'm sure I'm speaking for hundreds of thousands of people, that you are a national treasure who gives so much.
Thank you, Susha.
Of, tremendously ineffable support to our sanity and the truth. And, you are just beyond priceless and well-beloved.
Well, thank you.
Regarding touch, addition to my experience as a body worker, it's documented that babies or when an infant is crying, to pick it up and carry it for 5 minutes, that will soothe them deeply instead of cooing to them in their strollers and sticking a pacifier in their mouth.
Yeah.
That what these babies want more than anything is to be held and to be touched.
Yep.
And the inestimably damaging modern trend of keeping infants and babies from our loving arms is likely what has spawned the recent generations of grown people who have lost their empathy and connection to their fellow humans. Mm. These strollers, people just keeping them in strollers. I don't know if you've seen it because I haven't heard you mention it in your recent remarks about the Russians, but in the last week, 60 Minutes aired a program about quote-unquote Havana syndrome, the original and more widely known name for something which has now been renamed more accurately since it has to do more than just with Cuba. But the investigators have uncovered direct evidence about a non-lethal acoustic device that the Russians have developed that they have been using to target the individual operatives and their families that have been involved in the investigation of insidious Russians. And one woman, I believe the wife of an agent, who was in her laundry room near a window, she suddenly felt a blinding pain in her ear. She looked out the window, saw an unfamiliar car, went outside.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with the story, Susha.
She later identified.
What's your point about it?
Okay. So I just don't know that, people are aware of how Putin is directly targeting the people investigating his corruption.
He's directly targeting Americans. Susha, thank you very much. Thanks for all your comments. I appreciate it. Jeff in Newburgh, Indiana. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you for you and your show. Truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
I heard a phrase or a term yesterday, sunk cost fallacy. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I had never heard it before.
I know what a sunk cost is, but I don't know why it would be a fallacy.
I don't know. That's the term I heard, and when I looked it up, that was part of it. But basically, it to me, it explained a lot about diehard Trump followers and, in fact, banks that lost money but continued to loan him money because the belief, I guess, the term is you have so much invested in time, belief, whatever, that although you realize changing course would be more beneficial, you just have too much invested.
Right. The cliche or the old phrase is throwing good money after bad.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd never heard it before, but to me, it explained a lot about forever Trump followers and
yeah.
No matter what he does, they go along with it.
Yeah, and this billionaire out in California who's trying to bail him out, you know, with his bond. Amazing. Jeff, thank you for that. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening to SiriusXM. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Over 26,000 women in Texas right now are pregnant due to rape.
I know.
That's not what I'm calling about, but that can't
56,000 nationwide.
Right. But the reason I'm calling, I'm wondering, do you think that the Democratic Party will ever talk about getting rid of the Ronald Reagan tax, Social Security tax?
We had a caller on that earlier. You know, the Heritage Foundation, I believe, it was one of the right-wing think tanks, I think it was Heritage, last year came out with a suggestion that Republicans should run on that, that the, you know...
I remember that.
Yeah.
I
think Democrats should run on it.
Well, yeah, Mike, well, I know you've talked about this in the past, but I'm trying to figure out why this seems to me like a no-brainer for any politician from any party to be running on this. I would love to see this as part of the Democratic platform, but yet there's quite as mice about this.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
I'm trying to figure out why Reagan started taxing Social Security income to begin with. There was not much national debt at the time that he did that. It wasn't that the federal government needed more money. Our national debt was only $800 billion when Ronald Reagan came into office. I mean, it wasn't even a trillion. So, I'm with you. Ed, I got to run. I'm sorry, but thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and people around you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. Bell.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it's...
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.